Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Jeffrey Epstein's suicide, the New York Post reports, by hanging with a bedsheet in his cell, is under investigation by the House Judiciary Committee.
The panel sent a letter to the Bureau of Prisons asking 23 questions, including whether the decision to take him off suicide watch was discussed with executive branch personnel. The letter gives the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons until August 21st to respond. Attorney General William Barr has said the Justice Department is conducting a thorough investigation.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump leaves his golf resort in New Jersey today for a tour and a speech north of Pittsburgh about energy and manufacturing.
He was supposed to make that trip earlier this month, but it was postponed due to mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. He will tour a multi-billion-dollar Shell chemical ethane cracker plant that's under construction. The massive plant converts natural gas liquids into plastic pellets to be used in manufacturing.
Fox is telling you, Jay Powers. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Extreme heat today with a rare excessive heat warning in effect. High temperature near 100. The heat index today hotter than yesterday, 111 to 115, with widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms for a few very lucky communities. Tonight's low 79. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms as a front moves through the state. A couple of those storms could be strong. High temperature up around 93. Then on Thursday, best chance of showers moves to South Alabama as a front moves to the coast. The rest of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humid, noticeably not as hot. Highs 90 to 91 still. Lows at night 70 to 72, a big improvement. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prattville police are investigating a bank robbery Monday afternoon. Police say a man robbed the First Community Bank on Main Street around 12:30. Police say the suspects got away in a black Ford F-150 pickup truck. Selma police are investigating a deadly shooting in front of a nightclub early Sunday morning. Police say a security guard witnessed a woman shooting at another woman and then shot and killed the shooter. The security guard was detained and then later released. And it's been almost 1 year since Booker T. Washington Magnet School burned to the ground, and there are still no clear answers for the future of the school. MPS officials say it comes down to a lack of funding. They say an ad valorem tax increase would help solve some of the funding issues. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
But Baron, are you just a huge Three Dog Night fan?
Who is the saddest?
Yeah, maybe.
You'll ever know.
Maybe. One is the loneliest number, people, and they're just one of me for a little while today. Dave Mowry will be in a little bit. That's the good news. If you're a big Dave fan, you can sit tight. Dave will be in just a little bit. If you hate Dave...
Nobody hates Dave.
If you hate Dave...
Baron, nobody hates Dave.
He'll be back... Do I talk to myself like this all the time? He'll be back probably during the 10 o'clock hour. He'll come skeezing in the side door. But until then, I will do my best to keep you informed and entertained. Your humble talk show host, Baron Coleman, here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. It's a, it's an Epstein fest in the news. I can't get away from it. I thought I had the hottest take of all yesterday. And then I heard this take. You guys have to excuse me. I'm suffering from a heat wave. Guys, it's August. August in Alabama. It's probably going to be hot. You didn't move to Alabama for the temperate climate in August, I promise. Dumbest thing I've ever heard. Heat wave. It gets hot here a few weeks a year. It's called summer. Everybody's freaking out about a heat wave. Baron, it's a heat index over 100. Yeah, like every August since the dinosaurs were here. If you go up and look at the impact crater up in Wetumpka from 55 or 100 million years ago, whenever it was, they'll tell you, yeah, it was hot in August because it's Alabama and it's hot. Stop complaining and whining about a heat wave. Holy mackerel, I've never seen so many crybabies in my life. It's hot. It's so hot. Have you seen how hot it is, Mr. Coleman? Yes, I've seen it's hot. Hot. It's August. No, it's global warming, sir. Not global warming. Not global warming. I will say this. My car was parked in the sun for a few hours yesterday afternoon. And when I got in it to go home, I could hardly breathe. Let me tell you, I see why kids and dogs are in jeopardy in a hot car in mere minutes. That car was so hot, I had to roll the windows down. I took a breath in, and it felt like I singed my lungs. I feel like I'd gone through firefighting training. It was hot. Hot, hot. What was I talking about? Epstein. Oh. I thought my take yesterday on Epstein was hot. Speaking of hot. Not as hot as the heat wave gripping Alabama. Not even 100 outside. You guys realize that, right? You remember the year we had like 30 days in a row it was over 100? It was some stupid number of days in a row we were over 100. It was 2007 or 8, maybe. It's about 10 years ago. It's only going to be 98 today, according to the Rich Thomas Weather Network. And it's going to cool off after that. High the rest of the week, just 96. We'll be 89 by this time next week. It didn't even hit... I don't remember a day it's hit 100 yet here. Yet I'm supposed to believe... that somehow this year is hotter than any other. This is the hottest day. We have this phenomenon in society, recency. There's primacy and recency. The first thing you hear, the last thing you hear. We have this phenomenon of recency when it comes to weather. And if you noticed, I don't know if you have Facebook friends around the country. I do. Because I've lived other places. Got family other places. So you got Facebook friends around the country. You notice everyone thinks their weather is so unique and cool and awesome. Nashville, where you get four seasons in one day.
Yeah, that happens everywhere on the planet. It's not unique to your stupid city.
Montgomery, where your butt melts to your car seat.
Yeah. Also happens in Michigan. Believe it or not. Or Maine.
Los Angeles, where sometimes the sun is obscured by smog.
Well, that's probably actually unique to Los Angeles. Filthy, nasty place. Your weather is not unique wherever you live, all right? I mean, it's unique in the sense that you live there, and it's the weather where you live. But the fact that you get four seasons in one day, the fact that it gets hot or it gets cold or it rains, is not unique to where you live. It's pretty normal. It's called weather. It takes place all over the planet. Sometimes it gets cold because a cold front moves in. Woo! How unique to my area, cold front. Ooh, it's hot. It must only be hot in Montgomery. It's probably not hot anywhere else on the planet.
I don't know why I'm so bothered by this weather update.
I think I'm bothered because the weather is the single most boring thing to talk about. The most boring thing you can talk about is weather. I mean, have you ever called somebody and they start talking about the weather and you're like, man, I'm glad we're having this conversation. I'm glad I wasted 5 minutes of my life talking about weather over there, wherever they are. Oh, it's hot here. You never believe how hot it is here. I don't know. I'm bothered with my Facebook feed this morning. Oh, back to Epstein. I thought my take yesterday was hot. That Epstein committed suicide. I know that's Occam's razor. It's probably the easiest explanation, considering there were, in fact, now we learn, working cameras on the hallway out front Epstein's cell. So we will know definitively, or somebody will. We may not know. Somebody will know definitively whether somebody came or went in Epstein's cell in the moments or minutes leading up to his death, his untimely demise. I thought my take was hot, because everybody was assuming he was murdered. If you're a liberal, if you're a Democrat, if you voted for Hillary Clinton, you assume Donald Trump personally shimmied up the drain pipe, made his way into Epstein's cell, personally strangled him, probably leaving evidence of orange around Epstein's neck. And if you are a Trump supporter, a Trump voter, a Republican or a conservative, you probably believe Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton tag-teamed their way in, pulling off the roof like a thatch hut, sliding down, getting Epstein by the nap of his hair, choking the life out of him, stringing him up by a bed sheet to the bunk bed, making it look like he hanged himself. So I thought my take was hot, because everybody else seems convinced the man was murdered.
Baron, did you know that one of those guards that were working that night was not an actual corrections officer?
Well, it leads you to believe he's a businessman in Zaire. A CIA officer, clearly. I mean, he's not a corrections officer. What the hell else could he be? And then you read the end of the story. He's like, oh, okay, well, a lot of times they were using cooks and office personnel and other thing. They would dress them up in corrections officer uniform, and the prisoners didn't know any difference. But they didn't have enough staff. They didn't have enough staff. But I thought my take was hot. I heard the hottest take yesterday. Here are the leading theories. Suicide, obviously. Yet to be determined, but probably. Murder, muckduck. He could have been muckducked by Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or Donald Trump or somebody else who had Alan Dershowitz, maybe. You know, that rash of murderous mid-70s Harvard law professors. Can't trust those guys. So it could have been Dershowitz. Could have been anybody. Maybe the weird-looking guy from Victoria's Secret. What's his name? The weird guy from Victoria's Secret? Les something? Wexner. Yeah, Wexler. Could have been Wexler.
Could have been Wexler. We don't know who did it. So that's leading theory number two. Number one, suicide, I think. And some people think murder is number one and suicide is number two. Number three, and this is bordering into kooky, I'll be honest with you, that there was somehow a body transfer, either before he went to prison or somehow during the melee of the attempted suicide, there was a switch and Epstein gets out and he's sipping Mai Tais in Dubai on some luxury yacht named for some 13-year-old girl he fornicated. That could be that's option number three, is that he somehow escaped. Option four is the hottest take I've ever heard. Holy mackerel. I had someone tell me this with a straight face yesterday. I had him repeat it like six times, and it was nailed down, and it was locked tight, and I thought, I could go with this. I could take this on. You ready for this hot take? There is nobody named Jeffrey Epstein. You talk about a hot take. There is nobody but named Jeffrey Epstein. He's a figment of everyone's imagination. He's an amalgamation of different characters. There is no Jeffrey Epstein. That the person you think is named Jeffrey Epstein is actually an intelligence agent playing a role. That's why there are no clients. And that pedophile island was not actually Epstein's island at all. It was purchased in the name of a man named Jeffrey Epstein who did not exist. Now, this is a hot take. Whether or not I believe this take, I don't believe this take. But there are people floating this take. And I'm telling you, I thought my take was hot. There is no Jeffrey Epstein. Despite what your lying eyes have told you. That's a hot take. That's hotter than the heat wave gripping Alabama. We'll be back.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help
get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/work. That's ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their 2 locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. Guys, welcome back in. 23 minutes after 9. My friend Greg Wren over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency is succeeding on a daily basis in his mission. His mission is simple. He has a heart for employees. He has a heart for employers. He has a heart for the economy. And he knows what makes it tick. And he knows that sometimes insurance is a necessary evil. Right? So, I mean, life insurance, health insurance, dental, vision, these are all kind of necessary evils. The idea being that on a regular basis, you pay more for that service than you actually use. That's certainly been the case in our house for quite some time. But that when you really need it, it's there for you. Well, Greg Wren and his team at Cornerstone Managing General Agency are trying to keep you to paying as little as possible for your employee benefits. But you got to call him and figure out how this works. You got to call him. 356-1502. 356-1502. Or employers and employees, jump on cornerstonemga.com to learn more. And you'll figure out how that works. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Great, great people over there. Our number 272-9228. 272-9228. I'm not going to spend 2 hours on Epstein today like I did yesterday. Actually, more than 2 hours. From Epstein. I don't know if anyone was listening about 11:30. We had back-to-back calls. Random back-to-back calls. One guy said something to the effect of, who's going to pay the health bills for all these kids vaping? All right. So we cut him loose. Went to the next call, expecting a restoration of sanity to the program. And somebody said, I got a plan to solve global warming. I thought, does no one even listen to this program? I mean, the ratings suggest this is a very highly rated program. A very intensely listened to program. If you look at the ratings. If you listen to some of the calls, you wonder if anyone listens. Here's the headline from CBS News. Shrieking. Heard from Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell the morning he died, shrieking. Now, you can interpret this one of two ways. You read that headline, if you think Epstein was murdered, you say, oh, evidence he was murdered. Who shrieks when they commit suicide? You shriek when someone's coming after you. If I was in the studio and a lion busted in here and started chasing me around the studio, I might shriek. If a band of masked gunmen took over the studio and started firing weapons, I might shriek. If a larger than a quarter spider came crawling across this board I'm sitting in front of right now with all the buttons, I might shriek. CBS News has learned the morning of Jeffrey Epstein's death, there was shouting and shrieking from his jail cell.
Guards attempted to revive him while saying, "Breathe, Epstein, breathe." This is where the reporting has gone on this, by the way. This is where this was gone. Now, this headline was meant to, and it worked because I clicked on it. Nothing else in the story talks about the shrieking. They go on to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell. They talk about Attorney General William Barr and his criticism of the detention center. They talk about Congress launching an investigation. They talk about court documents from 2011. Talking about some real estate Epstein owned. They talk about his brother, Mark Epstein, who somebody called and talked to us about it on the air yesterday, I guess, about Mark Epstein. They talked about the autopsy still pending. But the headline is all about the shrieking heard from Jeff Epstein's jail cell the morning he died. But the story actually provides no information. That's where we are on this story, by the way. There's one more, like, lower-than-low story where I realized, yeah, we've learned all we're going to learn about Epstein. The news is just about to move on because that's what the big money wants it to do. The globalists and the corporatists realized they couldn't have Epstein just disappear the first day. He's got to go into day two of news coverage. That's why he died on a Friday afternoon. All the news coverage was when nobody was paying attention. Who watches the evening news on Saturday? Losers. I mean, you're not saying you're a loser if you watch it, but let me go through some of this Epstein news here, and I'll explain to you what I mean by this. This is evidence. I'm about to give you the evidence that the news is about to move on, and they're about to push Epstein down the memory hole. They went and got quotations from former acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, who takes to Fox News to discuss the issue with Lou Dobbs. While talking about immigration judges and a unionization ruling, the conversation flipped over to Epstein, to which the former acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker said, "Something about this is fishy." That is the hot take from the former top cop of the United States. Fishy. You talk about getting to the bottom of the news here. When they're going to former heads of law enforcement for the nation, and the best quote they can get is, "Huh, fishy." Current Attorney General William Barr says he's going to get to the bottom of this. Notes there were serious irregularities at the jail where Jeff Epstein killed himself. Serious irregularities. Oh, thank you, Mr. Barr. We're now confident this will never happen again. You have identified that there were, in fact, serious irregularities. Obviously, if prisoners kill themselves, there are irregularities. The idea being that prisoners should be allowed to stay alive. But Barr said he's going to get to the bottom of it, said he was appalled by it. I think this is the best quote to come out of this piece. This is a CNBC piece. This is a Bill Barr quote. This is Bill Barr, Attorney General of the state of, the United States. "Any co-conspirators should not rest easy," Barr said. "The victims deserve justice, and they will get it." That's Bill Barr. Here was the story a moment ago. One of Epstein's guards was not a corrections officer. You read this headline, you think, oh my gosh, they've got CIA agents in there slashing and crushing and killing people. Maybe it's a middle manager at one of these globalist corporatist banks. Who was this mysterious corrections officer? Even the lead, this is an ABC 3340 piece up in Birmingham. It's an AP piece. I found it on ABC 3340. But even the lead, a person familiar with operations at the federal jail where Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, says one of the two people guarding him that night wasn't a correctional officer. I'm breathless at this point. I'm reading the headline. I'm reading the lead sentence. I think, whoa, who was this guy? Which federal agency did this guy come from? Was he FBI? Was he CIA? Was he Goldman Sachs? They even give you this nugget that they do when they I want you to know it's a very serious story. The person wasn't authorized to disclose information about the investigation and spoke on the condition of anonymity. And then you slide down to the next paragraph. And sanity is brought back to this story. Federal prisons, facing shortages of fully trained guards, have resorted to having other types of support staff fill in for correctional officers, including clerical workers and teachers. Wait a minute. This fake correctional office, this may not have been a James Bond operation after all. I mean, you got a spy thriller piece there from, oh my gosh, these people are so powerful and connected. They're sneaking CIA personnel into corrections officers' uniforms. How connected are these people? Wrong. Probably a teacher or a secretary. I got more of these salacious headlines that you get like to sentence three and the story is like, oh, that's boring. I get to in a second. Who's this?
Red Top.
Hey, buddy.
I know this is the topic for the whole world to talk about, but it's really damn worthless. The man was murdered. They were getting him ready to be murdered or commit suicide so he wouldn't spill the beans. And it's absorbing the news cycle in a very suspicious way when there's a hell of a lot going on in the world besides this comeback.
Well, we talked about other stuff yesterday, and I've got a whole stack of other stuff I'll get to today, but I think what I'm trying to do in the first few segments of this program is show that the guy committed suicide, and the reporting is scandalous and salacious, but is quietly nearing its conclusion. I don't think it's a bupkis story. I don't think it's bunk. This guy rubbed elbows with the richest of the rich, the most powerful of the most powerful, and allegedly ran a pedophile ring. The question is, were those associates known to him and known to us as being known to him involved in the pedophile ring? I think that's news. And the fact that he's mysteriously offed in the middle of the night when he's supposed to be on suicide watch is awfully uncomfortable for most people.
Yeah, but 4 or 5 days of it in a row. I know that's not your fault, everybody else. I want to say I'll break this with this thing because we know Epstein's a scumbag and he was either murdered or suicide. The Hong Kong is in an incredible situation. These are the bravest protesters I've ever seen in my life. They got the airport closed, and something big is about to happen in China. Nobody's talking about it. I think that's worth, and I'm sure you will bring this up later on, but I find that to be very significant. I think Chinese government's about to crack down on Hong Kong in a scary way. And so I think that's really important. And this over-obsession with Jeffrey Epstein, I feel, is very fishy. I think it's just crazy. And I agree. Everybody wants to get rid of him, and he's gone. We'll never know, will we?
No, we'll... Yeah. I put this on... Thanks for your call, Red Top. I put this on Facebook today. The question is whether or not the justice system is still controlled by the wealthiest of the wealthy and the elite of the elite. If the answer to that question is yes, no one will be held accountable. There will not be wide-scale mass arrests of noted political pedophiles. I mean, the documents that came out the other day were pretty damning. One of these girls remembers being pimped out to George Mitchell. He was a pretty powerful senator. Democrat, obviously. Pedophile and all. He was a pretty powerful senator. You remember the Mitchell report? After he was retired? When baseball needed to have a reckoning and an understanding of whether or not baseball had been compromised for about a decade on steroids and everything else? It was Senator George Mitchell they lined up to go do that. The Mitchell report. The Mitchell report named names. Names like Rafael Palmeiro, who hit 500 home runs and will never sniff the Hall of Fame. Probably be the only guy with 500 never to get in it. Barry Bonds. Mark McGuire. Sammy Sosa. What a fun name. Sosa. Sammy Sosa. If Sammy Sosa wasn't a you know, Hall of Fame caliber baseball player with 600 home runs in his career. He would be a he'd be a cool name for a character in a movie. You know, Sammy Sosa. I think. I'm way late for a break. I'm in here wandering. I'm by myself for a little while. Dave will be in a little bit. For right now, I'll do my best to keep you informed and entertained. If you're bored or think I'm rambling, well, get over it. Still the best damn thing on the radio. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Extreme heat today with a rare excessive heat warning in effect. High temperature near 100. The heat index today hotter than yesterday, 111 to 115, with widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms for a few very lucky communities. Tonight's low 79. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms as a front moves through the state. A couple of those storms could be strong. High temperature up around 93. Then on Thursday, best chance of showers moves to South Alabama as a front moves to the coast. The rest of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humid, noticeably not as hot. Highs 90 to 91 still. Lows at night, 70 to 72. A big improvement. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome back in. 20 minutes till.
The problem is all inside your head, she said to me.
You know somebody who can help you not just install a brand new tankless water heater, but service those old tankless water heaters. And they need regular service. They do. I mean, nothing expensive or time-consuming, but and most of them are outside. So I think they maybe have to be outside by code. But someone just comes by, and it's real quick and easy. It's not terribly expensive. But they flush them out, and they check the ignition switches and everything and make sure they're still safe and all that. If you have not had your tankless water heater serviced, Cole Plumbing can service all major brands, all minor brands too, frankly. I mean, that's basically all the same stuff. It's just in different packages. But get Cole Plumbing on the job, 279-8919, 279-8919. They can install a tankless water heater. They can retrofit your house for a tankless water heater. Or they can come out and service your water heater, regardless of what brand it is. Cole Plumbing is that amazing. So all you need to do is get on the horn with them, 279-8919. While you have them there, they handle anything else. Big job, small job, it doesn't matter. And they have a proprietary pipelining system so that there is no need whatsoever to dig a hole, usually. I mean, almost never. Sometimes even Cole Plumbing has to dig a hole. But I promise you, if Cole Plumbing's digging, everyone else would have knocked down your house with a bulldozer. Cole Plumbing does the least bit of damage it has to do to get the job done. And that's what you want. 279-8919, 279-8919. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. I'm Baron Coleman. Dave will be in a little bit. Daryl's on the phone.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Doing well, Daryl. How are you?
On this Epstein investigation and stuff into his wrongdoings and stuff, I was wondering if they are investigating any of the co-conspirators and the charities and stuff that this guy had and partners and stuff that he had, you know, like the billionaire Leon Black that owns Elysium and Apollo and some of these private equity groups.
Okay, what's your question?
I'm just wondering if they're going to continue to investigate.
Well, that's what we were saying before. Either they will or they won't. Epstein's life or death is irrelevant to whether or not they're going to continue to investigate his co-conspirators or these people who are engaged in this. You know what? I mentioned this yesterday. Thank you for your call, Daryl. Excellent call. I mentioned this yesterday. I'll mention it again because I mentioned it, I think, later in the 10 o'clock hour yesterday. And I want to mention it during the 9 o'clock hour today because I know we have different audiences listening at different times. But just a couple of years ago, all of the establishment and all of the left was making fun of anybody who suggested there was a pedophile ring among the wealthiest of the wealthy and the elite of the elite, involving government officials and the rich and powerful. They made fun of it. They renamed it Pizzagate, and they banned you from social media if you ever mentioned it. And they said, no, they're not even saying there's a pedophile ring. They're saying there's a Hillary Clinton's leading a gang of pedophiles out of a basement of a pizza shop in D.C. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Well, that would be the dumbest thing you've ever heard. No one was saying that. The establishment and the elite and the Democrats were saying that people were saying that, but no one was actually saying that. What people were saying was, hey, there's an elitist pedophile ring, and the Clintons are in the orbit of this pedophile ring. And people ought to be concerned about that fact. And then Epstein comes along. This is why, my friends, Hillary Clinton had to win. Not just trade deals, but pedophile rings. And it's not just pedophile rings. There are other criminal gangster organizations taking place outside the law that are allowed to persist and exist inside and around the United States. Things that the United States government has the capacity to shut down, knows who's involved. There are people living above the law. They are outlaws. They are outside the law. I think it's Hobson Cox who used to say, in a world ruled by gangsters, nobody's safe. If they can get away with that, they can get away with anything. I mean, that's about the sickest crime you can imagine. Taking little girls and putting them into sex slavery? I mean, I think that's lower than serial killer. Frankly, lower than serial rapist. You're talking about the nature of innocence. Little girls. Now, more innocent than little boys, surely. I have boys. I have girls. I know the difference. And if our government is unwilling to protect future little girls, because if you allow a ring like this to persist, it's not like they're going to close up shop and leave. This is a major victory for them. They'll do a victory lap. They'll go get more girls, which are more missing children from families, which are more ruined lives. You should see what happened to some of these girls that got out of this sex ring. What miserable lives they went on to lead. And I can imagine they're full of probably shame and guilt. It's not just Epstein we're talking about here. There are hundreds, maybe even thousands of other people involved. Not all perpetrators. Probably not all living. My God, anyone who will do this probably would murder to keep it quiet. Now you know why Donald Trump had to lose. He's not one of them. Mitt Romney wouldn't have gone after Epstein and these people. He's too comfortable with his $50 to $100 million, whatever he got from Bain Capital. He's got 13 cars. He's got a house with a car elevator. He's got a house in Utah. He's got a house in Boston. He's got a house in Michigan. He's got a house in Los Angeles. A guy like that's not putting all that at risk, and it does put it at risk. You're watching it now in real time with Trump. It does put it at risk when you go after these people. A guy like Mitt Romney doesn't have the balls to do that. John McCain wouldn't have done this. Hell, John McCain was probably one of the clients. He's a creep. Pictures of John McCain with people from ISIS and Al-Qaeda and everything else. John McCain is the consummate globalist. He's the definition of what a globalist corporatist whore senator looks like. Name the Republican who would have done this. Not even Chris Christie. No way. Ron Paul, Rand Paul, maybe. I doubt it, though. They want to fight the Fed. You know, they got their niche fight. Only Donald Trump. Because you got to be worth billions. Because if you're only worth millions, they'll take it from you. You got to have a 30 or 40 year track record in public service, or at least public life, where people can look at and say, that guy has unassailable character. But Barron, didn't you hear he wants to grab women by the... Yeah, I heard that. But actually, in the age of deepfakes, I don't know whether anybody says anything on tape or not. This deepfake stuff, woo! You're talking about weird stuff. Talk about weird stuff. 11 minutes till the top of the hour. If you're on hold, sit tight. I'll get right back to you on the other side of the break. If I brought you in now, I'd have to broom you in 20 seconds, and that would not be fair. Well, I'll bring in some phone calls if you want to talk. 272-9228 is the BathInnovations.com guest hotline right after this.
Senior Living and invite you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Wire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Billie Eilish needs to give the Bee Gees a songwriting credit on every single one of her songs for Jive Talking. That little bass and kick drum run there at the beginning. I think she stole that for every single song she had. Our number 272-9228, 7 minutes now to the top of the hour. Your phone call is welcome. 272-9228, that is the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. My friends at New Look Decorating want you to come by their place because they have the most amazing lineup of paints you've ever seen. Colors that you can't imagine. These are Benjamin Moore paints, the highest quality paint imaginable. You go by there and you get a sample of the Benjamin Moore, let's just say the Regal. You get a Regal paint. That's a great line of paints, by the way. And you go home and you throw that, get it on the brush, you know, get the brush damp on each side or get it on the rolly, whatever, and you throw that up on the wall. And I promise you, you have never, ever seen paint go up on a wall like that. You just wouldn't have. It's just too incredible. It's just too incredible. Benjamin Moore paints, a lot of them manufactured right here in Alabama, up in Pell City, Alabama. There's a huge Benjamin Moore paint factory up there with minerals mined here in Alabama. It's both a local company and an international company. It's amazing. New Look Decorating has them. Go see my friends Brett Lanham and Ryan Carr over there. They got two designers on staff. They'll keep you from making any huge mistakes. Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating. Get by there when you get a chance. You're going to absolutely, absolutely love it. 6 minutes before the top of the hour. Randall.
Hey, man, I mean, I don't know if you are, but your voice sounds a little different. Like, maybe you're getting stopped up. I don't know.
I'm actually recovering from a cold over the weekend.
Oh, okay. You did good yesterday, then. I'm not trying to make a connection out there. I'm just asking because I really can't follow it really that good. But, the woman in Dale County in Alabama that just thought, you know, losing her license for taking kids away for falsifying drug tests and parenting tests. I know the parenting test probably wouldn't have to do it, but do you think that some of this may connect? Is this how they get some of the kids, like they have people like this falsifying drug tests, taking the kids in the courts and then getting them lost in the system? And is this how you think some of it's connected? I just didn't know why all of a sudden she just got caught out of the blue. It just kind of threw me for a loop. I didn't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about. None whatsoever.
There's a woman in Dale County, Alabama, that runs a drug lab that a court uses up there. All of Dale County use it. Right. And she has been caught falsifying drug tests, taking kids from, you know, from their home, not getting them back to parents.
I've heard of this, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if since all of a sudden she's got busted out of blue, if you think that this may be connected. I know the parenting test, you know, this looks like they took, you know, a kid away from one parent and gave it to the other, you know, said it wasn't yours. And she lied about that sometimes. But some of them, they took the kid out of the home, and, it's kind of got lost in the system. I didn't know if there's a way you thought that might be connected. I was just curious. I didn't know how they get.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
What's got that on your mind, Randall?
Just because all of a sudden she gets caught, you know what I mean? It's like Donald Trump is tearing us down from the inside, and we're never going to find out the reasons why everybody is falling down. All the little people are falling. That's the only reason.
I'll say this too. The deep state operation, or the internal corruption, or the embedded... I don't even know what you call it. Corruption inside of government. It goes well beyond those of the top levels. It's why I've suggested, I mean, I'm sure there's some good FBI agents out there and some good people that work for the FBI, but I think you start it completely over. You tear the FBI completely down and you start over. There are too many instances of this organization being corrupt and phony and terrible and awful. The CIA, the NSA, John Kennedy had it right. Scatter it to the ends of the earth. Tear it down and scatter it to the ends of the earth. These are organizations that do not need to exist. The collection of data going on by these folks is not only criminal and unconstitutional, it's terrifying. It leads to individuals being compromised on levels and scales that you and I can't even imagine. And the fact that Donald Trump is the president of the United States, someone they didn't want to win, and we have for the first time ever the possibility that we could at least begin to sanitize portions of these agencies and organizations. But it's not just—I mean, it's not just the ones you've heard of. It's not just the FBI, the NSA, and the CIA. Those are the easy ones to go after. I'm telling you, this level of corruption exists in the USDA, the EPA, Health and Human Services, HUD, Department of Energy, Department of Commerce. I mean, Ron Brown came out of the Department of Commerce. That's who Clinton was going to testify allegedly against Clinton when he was mysteriously down in an airplane. And the autopsy said he might have had a friggin' bullet in his skull. I mean, that was the Department of Commerce and the level of corruption in there. That was supposedly what gave them the idea for the Clinton Foundation, where they realized they could have that level of corruption within the government. They could do it outside the government with the threat that Hillary Clinton might run for president. I mean, it is so big and so vast, and the problem is that human nature is what it is. And human nature will always be what it is. It's never going to change. And if you have an organization that vast, that large, run by humans, run by individuals, they will corrupt it. Period. End of story. It's why the Founding Fathers wanted a minimal governmental structure. Has nothing to do with letting babies suffer and die. Has nothing to do with wanting people not to get health insurance or health care. Has nothing to do with not wanting to educate people. But it doesn't matter what it is. Any bureaucracy, particularly those without a profit mission, necessarily become corrupt and leftist and globalist and corporatist. And they start to exist for the sake of existing. And they start to make sure the problems they're set up to solve never get solved, because then they'd be out of a job. And they grow larger, and they get more power, and they get more responsibility, and they get more money, and it just persists and perpetuates itself forever and ever. It's why I never understand why someone says, well, we can't let a greedy corporation have a say in this particular issue. We need to trust government to have a say in this particular issue. What makes you think that people in government are any less corrupt than people because they have a profit motive? Well, these people have a profit motive too. They're getting a semi-monthly paycheck for the rest of their life with benefits you and I couldn't imagine. They're getting health insurance at costs you and I could never even contemplate. They've got safety and security and power, and the better they do and the longer they're there, the more